I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for our weekly Capitol Chat. Last week, we started a discussion about the Kentucky Democratic Party and where it goes after major losses in the last election. So the party tapped a new chairperson, and it's a history-making pick. Once again, for some analysis, we turn to the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Hello again, Laura.
Hello again, Alan.
So let's talk about the significance of Coleman Elridge now heading up the Kentucky Democratic Party.
That's right. Elridge is the first African-American to hold that position. He was recommended for the job by Governor Andy Beshear, and then the state central executive committee voted him in unanimously on November 14th. So he's only been on the job for a week or so, and he's trying to get his legs under him, is what we're told. And he has a lot of work in front of him.
And obviously this involves doing a lot more listening than talking for the time being.
Democrats lost a lot of seats in the state House, two in the state Senate. And so he is meeting with people across the state, virtually, of course, I'm told, gathering data, looking at numbers, you know, talking with folks from eastern Kentucky, western Kentucky, to see where the party needs to go. As you mentioned, there is a reorganization coming up for the entire party. It's a planned reorg, so he will preside over that. And after that, that's probably when we'll start to see the direction Elridge will take the party. His background is he worked as the government liaison with the Kentucky Education Association, so he has a union background, and he worked in the administration of Governor Steve Beshear, Andy Beshear's father, of course. And so he's very well known in those circles, and he knows a lot of people who can help guide him in his decisions.
Now, you mentioned unions, and I understand there's a unionization that has taken place within the Kentucky Democratic Party.
That's right. The staff are now members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 369. And they signed their cards late in September, and the management at the KDP accepted their bargaining request with no pushback at all. And so the staff out there are card-carrying electrical workers.
All right. You just mentioned pushback, and that immediately draws me to the Republican opposition to the new directives from Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear to curb the infections of the coronavirus. And, you know, there's been quite a bit of pushback this time around.
There has been. So earlier in the middle of last week, he said schools will be out until January. He said indoor dining and drinking are curbed. So carry out, of course, is still allowed. Outdoor dining is allowed. He is going to provide CARES Act money to those establishments, though, to help them weather this storm. Gyms are at 33% capacity. And he also asked the religious leaders in the state to voluntarily suspend in-person services. So we'll see how many comply with that or honor that request. But obviously the governor lost a federal court battle on that one, and so he can't push that mandate as a mandate. Republican leaders in the state also said that the governor didn't collaborate with them on making these decisions. But as you know, the Kentucky Supreme Court recently upheld the governor's power to issue executive orders. So really, he doesn't have to collaborate with them. He did hold a briefing with Senate President Robert Stivers and House Speaker David Osborne last week, and he did brief them on the decisions he was making, the new restrictions he was putting in place. But Stivers and Osborne both called that a briefing and not a collaboration. Former House Speaker Jeff Hoover tweeted during the week that this is not a political issue, that he, in fact, lost three clients who are friends of his to COVID in just the last couple of weeks. So it is a dangerous disease. And Hoover, among other Republicans, is asking people not to politicize this issue and to, you know, work toward curbing it as much as we can.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capitol Chat. Our guest has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week and a good holiday ahead, Laura.
Thank you. You too.